When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know, obviously when I was watching it just before I came in here, and I mean, the same thing that I really, you know, you sit here and you play Virginia Tech, and I thought Virginia Tech was really good on defense going into the game, and I thought after the game, I thought they were probably better than I even thought. You know, they played hard. I give a lot of credit to those guys, and I think Cal is the same. Like, statistically, they're one of the top defenses in the nation in basically every category, turnovers to yards per play to they give up, what, 12.8 points a game. And so, you know, it's the same kind of game, to be honest with you. And that's not going to change here on out. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, they're a good defense, and we know what we have in front of us, and we got to prepare, and we have to do a better job in certain areas to win this game. You know, we can't make those mistakes versus them out there and win this game.
Jim, you're throwing the ball as well as anybody in the country. What about the running game? Has it been a little muddy to you, and what needs to happen for it to get more consistent?
It has been. I mean, we're missing some things, too, to be honest with you. I mean, we have some things there that aren't getting hit. And so we're gonna stay the course, but you know, it is a point of emphasis, obviously. We wanna get the run game going. I wanna get the run game going. I know that eventually we're gonna need it, and we're more than capable up front. I think those guys up front are doing a heck of a job, to be quite honest with you. I think you know, we just gotta clear our mind a little bit and just hit it, really.
Those backs not hitting the holes?
No, they're hitting it. I mean, it's like in run game is no different than what we just talked about with Cam. I mean, you know, he's not going to hit every pass because things are blurry, you know. There are certain times in the run game where it's easy for me to sit and watch video of a back view and say, okay, this is where the ball should hit. Well, that's a completely different than when the guy has the ball, right? And so we just need to stick with it. I mean, we have certain things in the run game, and it's my job to stick with it and make sure we get more out of it.
I remember Mario said, I think back in fall camp, that you guys were going to use Francis Melinoa as a weapon, I think was the word he used.
Yeah.
He showed that on that one play where he said a guy kind of flying a little bit on that one, that Chris Johnson run. How much do you just look at him and say, okay, we're going to scheme this up to go to his side and use him as a weapon and take advantage of his abilities?
I mean, I think he's good in space. You know, he's good at most things that we ask him to do, but he's really good in space. And so we do try to figure out ways to get him in space at times, but it's not always going to go that way, to be honest with you, because that would be a tendency that would be very dumb on our part. So it just so happens at times that the ball's on that hash where he gets it. If it was on the other hash, you know, he wouldn't get it. So, you know, it was just one of those plays that kind of played out perfectly for him. But he is really good in space. It's fun to watch him go block in space. But I can't just tie it up and go that way all the time, right? We have other guys that are good in space too, but he's just really exceptional at it.
Yeah, you know, I remember my first year as a defense coordinator in college. I was at McNeese State, and I think LSU had lost a game at the end of the game. They was in prevent, and I always had in my mind, if they can reach the end zone, never give them time to throw. So that's in my mind, like all-out blitz, don't give them time. So if I had to go back on it, I'd still do the same thing I did the other night, because the series before, when they scored on a 3rd and 10, I brought the house, and he made everybody miss and extended the play. Ended up throwing to the end zone one-on-one. So I'm going in my mind with the last play. I said, it can't be a one-on-one situation, because I didn't feel like we could get pressure on him and keep him in the pocket because we hadn't done it all night. I'm like, nah, we're going to play jump ball. So we brought Horton in, Isaiah in, and then that's what it is. You know, a lot of people will do the same thing I did, but kind of in my mind, I always want to bring more numbers than they got, but I just didn't feel like I felt good about getting him if we came, because he'd escape from us all night long. So it is what it is. You know, we made the play to win the game. It happened.
On the touchdown run, was there, besides obviously the missed tackle, was there any other breakdowns? Because it seemed
Fortek was supposed to spike inside, and he didn't. He got caught up on the tackle, which made a crease. Really, Kiko was supposed to scrape, but Kiko, having a nose for the ball, kind of fell back into the play and just didn't run his feet and get his hat across. And the guy broke a tackle, and he ran through it, and there was really nobody there because we were in zero. It was a fourth and short, third and short, whatever.
Just on that Hail Mary at the end, how often does Isaiah Horton practice at that, and what did you tell him?
Well, you can't ever practice that live, because you're not going to get offensive receivers to go and jump with you, because you're going to get injuries, you know. So we've gone over it a bunch of times with him about how, where we're going to put him in a 3-by-1 set, and after that it's just him relying on his ball skills. You do have something on tape now for the other DBs, because we had a couple, two DBs that should have shielded their guys, which probably would have made it cleaner for Horton to get the jump that he needed to, but there were so many bodies around each other, it was hard to get a jump. So the good Lord was with us, is all I can say.
He's there because he has the best vertical on the team.
He's the biggest guy. We don't have no big DBs, you know. So we've got him and Riley are the two guys that we would use as jumpers. And him playing wide receiver, he probably goes up for a lot more balls than Riley, but I also think Riley can do it as well. But, I mean, our tallest DB might be 6'1", you know. So we need to get the biggest guy out there that could jump up and get the ball. So we got it done. I was really more upset with the second to last play, because we were supposed to be spying on the quarterback, and we rushed in there and got him. He got down there with a run. So we have to correct that. There's a lot of teachable moments, but the guys played hard. I never saw on the sideline panic. I never saw it in their eyes. I think they thought they could win all the way to the end. We have confidence in our offense that they can go down the field as quick as they need to. And if you ask them the same thing, they rely on us when a big play needs to be made. So it was definitely a we played off of each other. In the first half, I don't think we played complimentary football. Every time our offense did something bad, we didn't respond. We didn't handle sudden change real well. In the second half, that was, I think, the biggest tell, is that we kind of played off of each other. They had a pick. They ran all the way down there. We stopped them in three downs and went for a fake field goal. We stopped them, so we played better complementary football. I think they scored 3 points in the third, and they scored a touchdown in the fourth. So we didn't get a third quarter shutout, but we held them to three, and then we won the fourth quarter, and that's why we won the game. So second half, we played a lot better. Still not perfect, but we played with a lot more complementary football with each other.
How do you feel like the nickels are performing lately? It seems like that's an area where maybe teams are attacking recently.
Porter has to take a lot of reps in there, and Jadis is trying to get some as well. So we'll keep working it. You know, it's they're doing different things. A lot of times it wasn't their fault. It was other guys' fault. You know, there's a lot of times the corner should be passed. They should be passing off wide receivers and things like that. So they're getting used to the position. We're four games in. We got to get better. And, you know, we'll work in progress. I keep saying that. I mean, people, you know, we're 5-0, which is awesome, but we're still not playing our best football, I think, as a complete team. And hopefully we'll get there.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.